Blog Talk Radio.
Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, aka G Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
Jamming on niggas, I would do the do. Who funk you up until you book it down? So come on
now that you've learned the deal, let me tell you why I'm so for real. I'm Cosmo D from outer space. I can do rock the human race. I do it right because I can't do it wrong. That's why the whole world is singing this song. I jam on it. I say jam on it. And stage is the night and that turns the day. Whatever time it is, I want to hear you say
jam on it.
Before I left, I went to visit them in Cerritos. And I was walking around with the girls, and people were looking at us real funny and stuff. And it was great. We had a good time. And when I got ready to come home, I got in my car, was driving on the freeway, and I noticed my hood on my car started changing colors. And it went from being a beautiful gold color to start turning brown. And then it turned black. And then it turned gray. And I was like, hey, what's going on? So I pulled over on the side of the freeway. And I popped my hood. And the whole car caught fire. And my whole motor just started burning.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is Gene Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm Gene Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to do G-Money Sports Report. So let's talk NFL football. Well, all right. NFL football. Well, what was the game like last night, Thursday night game? Who played?
Well,
what was the final score?
Yeah, I can tell you. I can't tell you about the game, but I can tell you that the Patriots played the Steelers last night, and the Patriots beat the Steelers 21-18. You bet on Steelers and over, and it was Patriots and over.
Oh, the Patriots won the game? Oh, I'm surprised. What was the score?
21-18.
21-18. Oh, that's what they said. They said the Patriots got another win after not having won for 13 weeks. So they finally won a game. Oh, Bill Parcells was really happy. He finally won a football game. So he's going to end the season with a couple of wins under his belt. How about that? All right. Well, that's NFL football. Let's talk NBA basketball. You know, they had a tournament, and they're down to the finals of the tournament. So, DJ, Papa D, tell us who played in the tournament.
I don't know what tournament you're talking about. Just some random NBA tournament.
Yeah, the Lakers get ready to play. Yeah, the NBA tournament. Remember there was a tournament that we were talking about five weeks ago?
You're talking about the in-season. You're talking about the in-season tournament that we couldn't figure out. Yeah, okay.
Right.
So what about that?
Yeah. So the Lakers are playing in the championship this weekend. I think they're playing against the Pelicans. That's who I think
yeah.
they're playing against.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, okay. So yesterday in the NBA in-season tournament semifinal, the Lakers beat the Pelicans 133-89, and the Indiana Pacers beat the Milwaukee Bucks 128-119. So those were the only two semifinal games. The Lakers beat the Pelicans, and the Pacers beat the Bucks. So it's going to be the finals. It's going to be the Lakers playing the Pacers, and that's tomorrow night.
Okay. So the Lakers are representing the Western Conference. And the Indiana Pacers are representing the Eastern Conference? Is that
I don't think they're representing – I don't think any of the teams are representing a conference. They're all just on their own.
But the Lakers are a Western Conference team, and Indiana is the Eastern Conference team. And if they're playing against each other, that's how they're representing, because they had teams that played from both conferences through the play-in.
All the teams played, so yes, there were teams from both conferences, but you know what? Let's just say you're right. And so yes.
Okay.
So the Lakers are representing the Western Conference, and the Pacers are representing the Eastern Conference.
Right. Okay. And so when are they going to play? The two of them
playing tomorrow
the
night.
Championship. They're playing tomorrow night. What time is the game going to be? Around 5:00 p.m. West Coast time.
5:30.
5:30. Okay. Well, we won't know a whole lot about the end of this tournament because we didn't know anything about the tournament altogether. So hopefully the Lakers will show up and show out. They're saying that the Lakers are representing and they have a good team and that they will win the tournament. And I was surprised to hear them talking about the Lakers are going to win the tournament. So they're saying the Lakers are getting ready for the season by winning the tournament. And they got some new players, and everything is looking good for the Lakers. And the Pacers got some new players, and they're looking good for the tournament. So we'll see who wins the tournament tomorrow night when they play for the championship for the play-in tournament. All right. Well, we won't be on the air tomorrow. We'll have to come back on on Monday and talk about the winners of the basketball play-in tournament. But until then, I'm G-Money, and that's G-Money Sports Report for today, December 8th, 2023. Now let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. And I had a girlfriend that used to smoke crack, and she used to get high with me, and we lived together for like 3 years, off and on, in apartments, all of that. But I had to constantly give her some crack cocaine to keep her happy. And I got to the point where I said, hey, baby, I can't give you no more crack because I ain't got no more money to spend on crack. And I think she just got tired of me not buying the drugs for her. And I left one day to go do something on the street, and I came back and she was gone. And I was like, wow, she just really left like that. Didn't tell me bye or leave me a note or nothing. She just packed up all of her clothes, took all of my DVDs and my CDs, and she left.
Wow. No, you don't get me.
My daddy was a big shot. He was like a judge. We called him Judge, as a matter of fact. Him and all his friends, they called him Bill the Judge. And he hung out in some bars with some people that he bowled with. And you walk into the bars, and they say, "Who's buying the drinks?" And they say, "Bill is." And my daddy would buy all the drinks. He treated everybody because he was the big shot. He made more money than all of his friends, and he proved it. He wasn't cheap with his money. He always paid everybody's bill. He bought drinks for the women, and he bought drinks for the men. It wasn't a problem. Not a problem at all. Even though when I went to the bar, he bought me beer.
Records are recorded, mine and balls are junk. People spread gossip.
a Mustang. I had 20s all around, and I was sitting 3 inches off of the ground. Oh, man, I was low riding for real. They couldn't tell me nothing. Oh, yeah, I told you the story about my Mustang, how it was gold on the outside and it was white on the inside, and my wheel wells were painted white, and I had gold lights on my wheels. Oh, yeah, I told you about that. I had tinted windows, and I had gold lights on the inside of my car. Oh, yeah, I know I told you about it. My Mustang was the sight for sore eyes. Oh, man, I used to ride my Mustang all over town, and people would see me, and at night I would turn my lights on my wheels, and they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go. I had a Mustang, a Mustang, a Mustang, a Mustang. OG Money, the Pimp Comic. I had a Mustang. Oh, yeah, I told you the story about my Mustang. Oh, yeah, I told you about that. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. Sitting 3 inches off of the ground. It was gold on the outside. And then I had lights under my wheels. And it was white on the inside. Oh, man, I was low riding for real. Oh, yeah, I had tinted windows. And my wheel wells were painted white. And I had gold lights on my wheels. My Mustang was the sight. I used to ride my Mustang all over town. And at night I would turn my lights on my wheels. And they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go. Oh, man, I was low riding for real. Oh, it was clean as the board of hell. And people would see me. And I'd be like, yeah, baby, look at this Mustang. This is a sight to see. I would roll up on the corner, and people used to look at my car and go, wow. And I have a couple of girlfriends that love to ride in my car. People would look at me and go, wow. Oh, yeah, this Mustang was sharp. Wow, that car looks so good. I kept purring like a kitten. And it runs so good. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. Sitting 3 inches off of the ground. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. Sitting 3 inches off of the ground. Come on now. Yeah. Show
me what you can do. I've been all over the world. Show me what you can do. One Christmas, I got a new bicycle, and my best friend got a new bicycle, too. And so one day, we decided that we were going to ride our bikes to church. And I found out he didn't have a lot for his bike. And I told him, oh, that's all right. We'll lock your bike up out here by the bike rack with my lock, and I'll put my bike in the yard of the rectory. So we went in, and we had mass, and we got finished with the mass, and I walked out, and then I walked into the backyard behind the church, and my bike wasn't there. And when I got home, I had to explain to my mother and my father that somebody stole my bike. And they were like, I see you got your lock. And I said, yeah, I know. I'm only in the fifth grade, Mama, so I'm not real smart yet.
This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas? And everybody around the world, this is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a couple of jokes I want to share with you today. Well, let's start off with, there was a man that was having nightmares when he was sleeping in his bed, and he couldn't wake up because he thought the monsters in his bed was going to attack him and it's going to eat him up, so he couldn't get out of bed to go to work. He had to be at work at 9 o'clock in the morning, but he couldn't get out of bed. So he was late to work,
and he ended up getting fired from his job. But he was trying to get up and go to work, and every day he tried, and he just couldn't do it. And he kept getting fired from his job. And then he got another job, and he got fired from that job because he couldn't make it to work for 8 o'clock in the morning. So his wife decided that he needed to get some help. He needed to go somewhere and talk to somebody about getting some help to find out what his problem was. So he went to a psychologist, and he was sitting in the office with the psychologist, and he was talking about his problem. He told the psychologist that he couldn't get up in the morning because he was having dreams about monsters at night, and he couldn't get up and go to work for 8 o'clock in the morning. And he kept getting fired from his job because he couldn't make it to work for 8 o'clock in the morning. And the psychologist said, well, I'll have to think about this. I'll have to research it and find out what the famous psychologists say about people that have nightmares. They have dreams about monsters at night. So come back in 3 days and we can discuss more after I've done some research on the situation. And the man said, okay, I'll be back in 3 days. But by the way, Doc, how much is this appointment costing me? And the doctor said, well, it costs you $300 an hour. And the man was like, $300 an hour? That, I don't even make that much money. And right now, I don't have a job, so I really can't pay that $300 an hour. And the psychologist said, well, after we figure out what your problem is, you'll be able to get up and go to work, and you'll be able to make the money. And then I'll just bill you for what you owe me. And the man was like, okay. He said, I'll see you in 3 days. And he got up and went home, and he told his wife, he said, I can't believe this psychologist wants to charge me $300 an hour. And I can't believe that. And she says, well, you know, you got to pay for his services. And he's like, yeah, but $300 an hour? You know, we don't make that kind of money, especially since I'm not working. I can't pay that kind of money. So the man said, well, I don't know what I'm going to do. So he went out and went to a bar, and he was drinking at the bar, and he was all upset and disappointed. And he told the bartender, I need a stiff drink because I'm having problems at work, and I'm fired from my job because I couldn't get up and go to work. I had to be at work at 8 in the morning, but I was having monster dreams, and I was dreaming that monsters were under my bed, and they were attacking me when I got up to go to work. So I couldn't get out of bed for 8 o'clock in the morning. I had all kind of problems getting up. So I wasn't getting up, and I got fired from my job. And the bartender said, wow, that's really interesting. And the man said, yeah, so I got financial problems. And then I went to the psychologist, and he wanted to charge me $300 an hour to sit and talk to me about my problem. But he couldn't even give me an answer to what was causing my problem, because he said he had to go and research the information. He had to talk to, read up on some famous psychologists and see what they say, why I'm having dreams about monsters. And so the man was like, yeah. And he told the bartender, and the bartender said, well, I don't know what to tell you. You know, I can just serve you some drinks. But since you're sitting there talking to me, you want to talk about it with me? And the man said, well, I might as well. I can talk about it with you because I really don't have an answer to the problem. And the bartender said, okay, well, you want to know my opinion? What time are you eating at night? And the man said, I don't know. I eat right before I go to bed. And the bartender said, okay, well, that might be one of your problems. You're going to bed on a full stomach. So that's why you're having nightmares, because you're sleeping on a full stomach. And the man said, oh, well, that's interesting. I hadn't thought about that. And then the bartender said, yeah, and what else is happening? And the man said, well, I wake up in the morning, but I can't get out of bed because I have monsters crawling under my bed in the morning. And I can't get out of bed because the monsters are going to eat me up. And the bartender said, oh, so you're dreaming that you have monsters that are going to pop up under your bed when you get up in the morning, and that's why you can't get out of bed to go to work? And he said, yeah, that's the problem. I can't get out of bed because I'm afraid that the monsters are going to eat me up at night. And the bartender said, well, I got a solution for you if you want to hear it. And the man said, okay, what's your solution? It's better than it, nothing I've heard so far. And the bartender said, well, if you're having problems getting out of bed because you're having monsters that are crawling from under your bed, well, then you need to cut your legs off of your bed and sit your mattress on the floor. And that way, there can't be no monsters crawling from under your bed. And the man said, hey, that's an idea. I didn't think about that. If I sit my bed on the ground, then monsters can't attack me in the morning when I wake up to go to work, because my bed is already on the ground. That's an excellent idea. Okay, I will go home and try that. So the man was still drinking with the bartender, and he was talking about his situation. And he got up and went out the door. And when he walked out the door, he saw his psychologist walking down the street. And the psychologist recognized him and said, hey, sir, how are you doing? You haven't been to see me about your problem. Are you still having problems about you having monsters crawling under your bed and you're having dreams about monsters at night? And the man said, yeah, but I think I got the answer to the problem. And the psychologist was like, really? You got the answer? Where did you get the answers from? He said, I was talking to my bartender, and my bartender told me what I could do. And he's like, oh, I can't believe it. A bartender. I'm college educated, and I got a 4-year bachelor's degree, and I got 2 years master's degree, and I got 6 years of practice in the field, and I had to research it, and I still couldn't come up with an answer for you. But you're saying the bartender? Somebody with very little education that probably barely graduated from high school is giving you answers like that. He probably doesn't have any college education at all, and he's just a bartender. Well, I'd like to know what he came up with. And the man said, well, you really want to know? He told me that since I'm having problems with monsters crawling from under my bed, what I need to do is cut my legs off of my bed and sit my mattress on the floor. And that way, I don't have any monsters crawling from under my bed, because my bed will be sitting on the floor and there's no room for the monsters to crawl up from under my bed. And the man said, and the psychologist said, yeah, well, that's one idea. That's an idea we didn't think about at the time. Yeah, that's all right. That's a good idea. And this came from your bartender? And he said, yeah. And I'm going to go home and try it. And if I can cut my legs off and sit my mattress on the floor, then I don't have to worry about any monsters crawling from under my bed, because I will be on the floor, and there's no room for any monsters to crawl from under my bed. And the bark, and the psychologist was like, he was odd. He was like, wow, I can't believe it. A bartender told you that. And I did all the research, and I read Freud, and I read Brahm, and I read Brown, and I read Erickson, and I just couldn't come up with anything. And a bartender told you that. Well, I'll be damned. I'm G-Money, the pimp coming. And if you didn't know, now you know. Woo! Yeah, there was a young man that went to church, and they stood up for devotion, and there was a lady standing in front of him, and her dress was tucked inside her panty, and he reached over and pulled her dress out of her panty for her, and she socked him in the eye. And then he went home, and his daddy asked him, what happened to you? How did you get a black eye? And he said, Daddy, I was in church, and we stood up for devotion. And this lady was in front of me in church, and she had her dress tucked inside her panties. So I reached over and pulled her dress out of her panties for her, and she socked me in the eye. And the man said, Father said, well, what you have to do is next time you do something nice for somebody, you got to let them know that you're doing something that's going to be for their benefit. And you're not trying to take advantage of them at all by doing anything that they're not expecting. So you got to let them know that what you're going to do is something that's going to be beneficial for them and is going to help them out before you do anything, because they're thinking that you're trying to take advantage of them. And the young kid said, yeah, that's a good idea, Daddy. Thank you for the information. So he went to church the next Sunday, and he was in church, and they stood up for devotion. And the lady with her dress tucked inside her panties was standing in front of him in the pew in front of him, and her dress was tucked inside her panties. But he didn't do anything. His buddy next to him reached over and pulled the dress out of the lady's panties. And the guy, the young man, knew that she didn't like that, so he tucked it back in. And she socked him in the eye again. Oh, I'm G-Money. I'm so funny, I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. I make them laugh out loud. But, you know, I was teaching school. I was teaching secondary education. I was teaching sixth grade. And I had some black kids, and I had some white kids, and I had some Asian kids, and I had some Spanish kids, and I had some Indian kids. And I had to make sure they could all speak English so I could teach them. Otherwise, I had to transfer them to a bilingual classroom so that they could be taught in their own language, because I could only teach them in English. So they walked. I walked into the classroom, and I saw all those different people. And I said, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And the kids were talking among themselves, and then one kid stood up, and I said, Michael, did you hear what I said? He said, yeah. He said, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And I said, okay, if you understood what I said, then why are you standing? And Michael said, well, teacher, I didn't want you to be the only one standing by yourself. I'm G-Money. Oh, I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. Early in the morning, late at night, two dead boys got up to fight back to back. They faced each other. They drew their swords and shot each other. Now the deaf policeman heard the noise and came and shot the two dead boys. Now if you don't believe this tale is true, go ask the blind man, because he saw it too. You know, I had a girlfriend that had like 12 strands of hair on her head. And she put grease on her hair and combed her hair to the side. And she called her hairstyle Dippity Doo. And I told her it's a dip, but it won't do.
Woo!
You know, there were two flies flying around. And they landed on a piece of boo-boo. And one fly lifted his leg and farted real loud. And the other fly said, hey, man, come on, give me a break. I'm eating here.
Woo!
I'm Jim. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. You know, I wrote a book, and they said the book was boring. And they put it on the Braille reading list. And they said blind people were reading the book and their fingers were going to sleep. Woo! I'm so fun. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, now it's time for me to share a story that I wrote for the listening audience. So, DJ Papa D, do you have the story that I wrote for the audience? It should be educational. It should be inspirational. And it should be very entertaining. So, sit back, put your head back, put your feet up, and relax. And get something to drink and get something to snack on while you listen to my story. Because I'm sure it'll be very educational if you listen to my story. So, DJ, play my story for the listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
You know, I told you the other day about Gregoryville. Yeah, that's when you come off the 95 and you're going north and you go to get to Las Vegas Boulevard. That's the strip. And you go down the strip going northbound and you pass downtown. You pass Fremont. You pass Bonanza. You pass Washington. Then you pass Owens, and you're in North Las Vegas. And you keep going down until you pass Lake Mead. And then when you get to the corner of Cheyenne and Las Vegas Boulevard, right there at that corner, there's a shopping center. It has a Sly Fox pool hall, little bar. And it has a smoke shop. And next to the smoke shop, it's a beauty salon. And next to the beauty salon, it's a clothing store. And next to the clothing store, it's a grocery store. I think it's an Alpha Beta. And then next to the grocery store is a super pawn shop. And next to that on the corner is the Aaron Brothers Furniture Rental Store. Well, if you go behind the shopping center, there's an alley. And there's a brick wall that runs along the alley. And if you go over the brick wall or go to the hole in the wall, you come out on 100 yards. Of overgrown grass. That's right, 100 yards of overgrown grass. And then you go to the south end of the field, and they have the water that drains from the sewage in the street. It's a sewage canal that drains in that field, and they have 20-foot trees that have grown with a bunch of tall grass. They got 20-foot trees that have grown in this area. And then you go by the trees, and there's a fence with a swimming pool along the other side. And you go to the other side of the pool, and it's Walnut Recreation Center. That's Walnut Park. So you go inside Walnut, and you pass the counselor's office, and you go by the weight room, and you go to the computer lab, and if you come out to the front, you can pass the desk where you sign in to use the facilities. And behind there is a basketball gym, an indoor full-court basketball gym. And then you go on the other side of the desk, and it's a room with a giant big-screen TV in it. And then if you go past the big screen and you go to the rooms on the far end of the building, it's conference rooms. And you go down the hallway toward the back of the building, and you go by the bathrooms. And if you go into the men's bathroom, they have not only toilets and face bowls, but they got lockers. And in the lockers section, they have a shower. If you come out that back door and you go down, you'll pass the park, and it has the swings and the merry-go-round and the jumbo gym and everything there for the kids, and they have a water faucet. And then they have a couple of cabanas where they have barbecue pits with picnic tables. And you go past there and you come out on the south end of the desert. We call it the desert, but it's the south end of Gregoriesville. And if you go around to the big trees, you go inside the trees, and there's a camping tent, a big green camping tent. And on the back side of the camping tent, it's a king-size mattress that's just sitting out among the trees. And if you go to the camping tent and go around to the other side of the camping tent, it's a patio. Well, I call it a patio. It has two fold-out sofas, and it has two reclining chairs in the patio. And it has a tarp over the top covering the trees so that the sun doesn't get in to the area that we call the patio. But inside that tent is a king-size mattress. And where you're standing, when you stand in front of that tent, you're standing in the center of Gregoriesville. That's right. That's what we call it, Gregoriesville. And that's where G-Money is. And he invited his friends to come down, and that's where they hang out. And it was about six people that used to hang out there because it was in the middle of nowhere. And people didn't even know it was there. They could walk from the store, walk across the big grass, the 100 yards of tall grass, and they could go to the pool and cross the street and go to their apartments or go to the houses. But they wouldn't even know that camping tent was there. It was in the middle of all these overgrown trees. And that's what we call Gregoriesville. Now, in 3 years' time, Gregoriesville has turned into a metropolis. That's right. People started coming to Gregoriesville and they started posting up. They started bringing cardboard boxes. We had boxes that refrigerators were in, boxes that held washers and dryers, big boxes that they started lining up along that brick wall, and people were moving in. But see, Gregoriesville was run by G Money. He was the mayor of Gregoriesville, and he had six security guards that looked after the property. And if you moved into Gregoriesville, you had to either bring money, or you had to bring food, or you had to bring beer, or you had to bring dope in order to be accepted into Gregoriesville. You had to bring something to benefit the growth of Gregoriesville. And at the beginning, it was just a handful of people. But in 3 years' time, there have been all kind of boxes set up, and people have moved all kind of tents in there. And now it's about 30 people living in Gregoriesville. Actually, Gregoriesville is like a homeless camp because G. Money was homeless when he started living there. And then everybody kind of followed him one by one. They started hanging out in his patio, and that's where they would meet to party and to smoke and to have a good time. So now, 3 years later, Gregoriesville has about 30 boxes set up where people have moved in. And they've set up their own little camps all along the grass area and all along the wall next to the alley. Yes, Gregoriesville has become a metropolis, and they are 30 or so people that are living in Gregoriesville now. And it's quite interesting to see how the city has developed. The homeless camp has developed in 3 years. From 2003 to 2006, it has grown. And homeless people from all over the city have come to Gregoriesville. And now they have a place where they hang out, where they party, and where they can call home, because all of the individuals are setting up their own boxes for their own tents and their own sleeping quarters in Gregoriesville. And to get into Gregoriesville, you have to bring money, you have to bring food, you have to bring beer, or you have to bring dope to be accepted into Gregoriesville. You have to have something to help promote the development of the homeless camp. But now, Gregoriesville has become a metropolis. It's a big environment with a lot of homeless people living in the metropolis. And they are living, homeless are living free in the metropolis. It's a good place for them to hang out. And they're coming together and they're unified and they're having fun and they're enjoying life in the metropolis of Gregoriesville. That's right. Gregoriesville is the place where everybody to come, all the homeless people, are coming and enjoying Gregoriesville. Yes, they are. It's a good place to be and a great place for all of the homeless people to get together and to call home. So Gregoriesville has turned into a metropolis. People are setting up camps all over Gregoriesville. And my security team is walking around and they're making sure that anybody that camps out in Gregoriesville is paying their way to be in Gregoriesville. They're donating food, money, beer, or dope to the people to help develop Gregoriesville. So everybody's trying to benefit from Gregoriesville. And all of the camps are setting up. Gregoriesville, the tent that G Money lives in, he has a camping, a barbecue pit that he set up in front of his patio, which we put wood and put dried grass in, and they've used that barbecue pit to cook food. And we've had neighbors come over from the apartments and the houses across the street, and they've brought pots of soup or stew to put on the grill. Everybody in the neighborhood seems like they have come over to eat at Gregoriesville. They are all coming to eat, and G Money has become the homeless chef. He is the chef of Gregoriesville, and everybody is invited to eat. They have styrofoam bowls that you get one scoop of a ladle that fills the bowl, and you can get a bowl with stew in it for a donation, 25 cents, 50 cents, 75 cents, a dollar. Any kind of money donation will get you some food. So G Money's collecting all of the money from the homeless people that decide that they want to come and eat in Gregoriesville. So everybody's lining up around lunchtime and they're getting a scoop of the stew. And as the stew is going down, as we're emptying the pot that the stew is in, then we pour water in the pot and we go to the store, and G Money is buying cans of vegetables, buying cans of stew, buying cans of peas, cans of corn, cans of beans, and he's adding it to the water, and we're making a soup all over again. So we go across the street to Jack in the Box, and we get some salt and pepper from Jack in the Box. And we come back and we season the pot. And then we stir it up. And when it gets heated and the soup is hot and the stew is hot, then we serve some more bowls to the next group of people that are coming to eat in Gregoriesville. Now, we have eating service for food twice a day. We have them eating at 12 noon, and then we have them eating at 6 o'clock. So people are going out and doing whatever they can do during the daytime to make their money, and then they're coming back and donating to G-Money for a bowl of soup. That's how G-Money is collecting the money to keep the soup and the stew cooking. He's going to the store and he's buying cans of soup and cans of stew, and he keeps replenishing what's in the pot. And at the end of the day, we finish all of the soup, then we wash the pot out, and we get it set up for the next day. And every day, G-Money goes out and collects cans at night. He goes to all of the apartment complexes in the local area. It's about 20 apartment complexes, and each of them have about 120 apartments. And so he's going around, and he goes in the dumpster and collects all the aluminum cans. And at the end of the night, he comes back to his camp and tent with like two or three bags of aluminum cans. And he's met some people that saw him drive right walking down the street with his aluminum cans. They pulled over on the side and asked him if he wanted to sell his cans, because they were giving him $1 a pound. And he said, yeah, give me your phone number, and every time I have some cans, I will call you. So that became a daily thing. G-Money would go out at night and collect the cans, and then he would turn around and he would call them, and they would show up at the grass field, and they would come and collect his cans. He would take his bag of cans over to the car, or it was a truck, actually, and they would put a scale on the ground, and they would put the bag of cans on the scale, and they would pay G-Money $1 a pound. And a lot of times, the big green trash cans would be about 30 pounds worth of aluminum cans. So he would get $30. And if he did two bags a day, that would be $60. So G-Money was keeping money in his pocket. Plus, he was going to the plasma center twice a week, and he would get $25 each time he went to the plasma center. And that was $50 a week. So he was keeping money. And then with the money that the homeless people were giving him for the food that he was cooking, he was collecting money. And he was also keeping food in the camp. Now, also, when he was going around collecting the cans, he would go to Taco Bell, and he would do what they call dumpster diving. He could go into Taco Bell, and they would take burritos that somebody ordered, but they couldn't pay for them. So they would take the burritos that would be already wrapped and ready to be sold, and they would put them in a waste bag and then put the bag inside of a green trash can, a trash bag, and at the end of the night, they would throw all that food out. So he would go to the dumpster and open up all the trash bags until he found the bag with the waste bags in it, and it would have all of the burritos that were wrapped up, all the tacos that were wrapped up, and everything was wrapped and ready to be sold. And for whatever reason, they didn't get sold, but they were still good food, and they were ready to be eaten. And they were wrapped, and they were put in a bag, and then a bag was put inside of another bag, and everything was sealed. It was tied up so that the bugs couldn't get to it.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
The morning, rise and shine, late at night, G-Money's a pimp, two dead boys, yeah, got up to fight,
what the hell,
back to back,
watch yourself,
they faced each other,
and I'm butt next,
they drew their swords,
What the fuck is going on?
And they shot each other.
What the hell?
The deaf policeman.
What? Are you serious?
Heard the noise.
Come on now.
And came and shot.
Oh, shit.
The two dead boys.
What the hell?
Now, if you don't believe
me,
this song is true.
Come on now.
Ask the blind man.
Now you know.
Cause he saw it too.
Come on now. This ain't like smoking weed.
Everybody around the world, G-Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G-Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday. Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
I just want to say to everybody around the world, this is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time to shut it down for another week of Gregory's Story. Well, before I go, I want to acknowledge all of the birthdays of the people that are selling their birthdays in the month of December. We got all the Sagittarians that are popping up now, so we want to recognize them and their birthdays. So DJ Papa D, play a birthday song, and then let's play the names of some people that are celebrating their birthday, the friends, the followers, and the fan club members from the show.
Mm-hmm. Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today, December 8th, 2023. Happy birthday to Tanya Holloway Davis. Happy birthday to David Patterson. Happy birthday to Baldwin Humphrey. Happy birthday, Valerie Baston. Happy birthday, Rogue Created. Happy birthday, G. Kemet Uhuru. Happy birthday to Tanya Davis. Happy birthday, Nick Geringer. And last but not least, happy birthday to Ms. Rosalind Kim Mitchell. And that's it. So we want to wish everyone a happy birthday. We're celebrating today, December 8th, 2023.
All right. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today, especially my sister, Kim Mitchell. Happy birthday, sister. I know you're doing well and you're looking good. I'm sorry to hear that your little sister died, but life goes on. I'm sorry that you had a disappointment in your life because you've lost your mom and your dad, and now you've lost your baby sister. So life goes on, but you can always holler at G Money because I'm always around, girl. So you can holler at me. And we can talk about all kind of things. Plus, I can turn you on to all of the people that were in our class that I'm still in contact with. So you have a good chance of reuniting with a lot of people from our grade school class and a lot of people from your high school class. So stay in touch with me, sister, and we'll make it possible for you to stay, get back in touch with some of the people that you kind of lost touch with. But anyway, we're having a good time right here in Las Vegas. So you keep listening to the radio show, and you'll hear a lot of good information as I'm constantly improving the show and imparting information to everybody all around the world. All right, well, the clock on the wall says that's all, and it's time for me to shut it down and time for us to get ready for me to go in and eat my dinner. And I got places to go and people to see, don't you know. So since we're celebrating birthdays in the month of December, I want to wish everybody happy birthday. And I want to say, I got a birthday song for all of the birthday people. And it goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday, all the Sagittarians. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, all the Sagittarians. Happy birthday to you. May you have a good day and a better day tomorrow. Happy birthday to you. Have a good time with your family and your friends. And may God bless you with everlasting love and eternity, life after death, and all that is good to come to those that are believers in Lord Jesus Christ and following in the power and the praises of God Almighty. I want to say happy birthday to everybody and have a good evening for a year. All right, so that's my song for the birthday people today, and I want to say, without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. A good weekend. Enjoy the football game. And enjoy basketball tonight and tomorrow.
I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money. Because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot, and we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen. Whoa, I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.
And one of them was fine. She was fine as a day long. I mean, she had firm boots on that went up to her thighs.
Stand up and jump. Stand up and jump. Big booty girls, tell them what it's all about. Back it on up, big booty girls. Back it on up, big booty girls. Big booty girls run the world. Big booty girls run the world. Big booty girls all over the world.
One girl was tall and dark-skinned, and the other girl was light-skinned. She either was Creole or she was Mexican, but she was beautiful.
Shake it, shake it, shake it, big booty girl. Shake it, shake it, shake it, big booty girl. Shake it up, shake it down. Shake it, big booty girls all over town. Shake it, big booty girl. Shake it, big booty girl. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Shake it, big booty girls, all day and all night.
She sat up for her big butt to fell out. Boom! And I was like, oh, wee. Look at those big, pretty titties.
Kim got a big old butt. Karen got a big old butt. Quintina got a big old butt. Lisa got a big old butt. George got a big old butt. Kathy got a big old butt. Cheryl got a big old butt.
Big booty girls run the world.
Kelly got a big old butt. Simone got a big old butt. April got a big old butt. Elaine got a big old butt. Michelle got a big old butt. Melinda got a big old butt. Monica got a big old butt. All my girls got big old butt.
Oh, wait. Yeah,
wait,
you're looking good to me. I like to say that,
because
she had a big juicy
move. Brenda got a big old butt. Jeffrey got a big old butt. Alice got a big old butt. Janine got a big old butt. Sonya got a big old butt. Nadine got a big old butt. Martha got a big old butt.
Big booty girls run the world.
Bridget got a big old butt. Rose got a big old butt. Wendy got a big old butt. Renee got a big old butt. Diane got a big old butt. Mary got a big old butt. Francis got a big old butt.
All my girls got big old butts. Big
grown
woman, big
breasts,
big juicy booty, big legs, and a beautiful face.
I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
Big booty girl, run the world. Big booty girl, run the world. Big booty girls run the world.
All my girls got big old butts.
Big booty girls all over the world.
Kobe Bryant, guarded by Radmanovic, shot from Dr. Seta screen, Kobe around him, hand on the shot clock, Kobe, starting to what a performance by Kobe Bryant, establishing a new NBA record. No one before had made as many as a dozen three-point shots in a single contract. That is the NBA record.
Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. The most dangerous snake. The most dangerous snake. on the planet. On the planet. Kobe Bryant, the most dangerous player on the court. On the court. NBA's best. He scores all the time. He scores from the three-point line.
Yeah.
He passed to Shaq, and Shaq passed to Dak. He scores from three.
Yeah.
It was always up to Kobe to come back and score. And he did with Blair, and he did much more. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. The man that you feared did all he could do to make the Lakers the best in the West. The man that you feared was the best on the court. He could drive to the hole, and he could score. Kobe Bryant passed to Shaq, and Shaq dunked the ball, and he told all. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. He said, give it to me, and I'll pass it back. Give it to me, and I'll pass it back. And Kobe scored with a pack. Yes, Kobe scored with a pack. Kobe and Shaq, the unstoppable team, great together, and Kobe was mean. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, he would hit the ball, and he would drive to the hole. He was unstoppable. He was unstoppable, and he could dunk. He dunked on Wade. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, was the player that everybody feared. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, he won 5 championships, best of the year, most valuable player, 8 years. Defensive player of the year, 7 years. The All-Star team for 18 years. In the NBA for 21 years. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, is the man that you know. We will miss you very much. Sorry you had to go. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, the Lakers All-Star guard. We'll miss you, Kobe. We'll miss you. God bless you. I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm wishing Kobe's family the best.